First, this morning, I'd like to think about the intensification of Holy Week. And we listened in the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the first oracle of the servant of the Lord. So there's actually four different poems, and I think we'll be listening to them each day, about the servant or the slave of the Lord, the story that's a prophecy hundreds of years before Jesus Christ. We're talking about the person that is crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street, a bruised reed he shall not break. We listen to the responsorial psalm, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." And that word itself, salvation, you know, if we just kind of go over it quickly, but if we dive in again to the word salvation, it has to be from our Savior. We can't save ourselves at the next chapter of our lives after our time on earth is done. We need salvation. And then we see in the gospel how, first, what I mentioned this weekend about Judas, how he was stealing. Well, that was right there in John. He didn't care for the poor. He was stealing. But the really intense part, one with Mary, we think Mary Magdalene, who gave the oil on Jesus' feet and her hair. And Jesus was saying, "You will always have the poor, but thank you for her burial to me." We already know the story about the burial. But again, if you really think about that, it's pretty intense to prophetically say, "Hey, this event right now, I'm going to be buried." And then finally, the chief priest plotted to kill Lazarus too. Lazarus, who is alive, risen from the dead from Jesus Christ. It's this plot against basically Jesus. So it's intense, and Holy Week should be a little intense. So keep reading the readings today and just focus on those really important words, just salvation or the burial and the servant or the slave of the Lord in Isaiah. So know the intensity of Holy Week. And second, on this day, I always wanted to share quick how it's intense in Holy Week, but it's also a glorious spiritual event at the Chrism Mass. At the Chrism Mass, you know, if you see the little glass in the gathering space, when you walk in, you see those little vases for the oils. So we'll be burning them because Bishop Paul Serba tonight will be blessing the new year of oils for all of us. And also, it's the day that we priests give our vows again, to promise our vows for what our job is, to be ordained a priest. So it's a really, really cool, and for me, my spiritual life and my physical life with my brothers and our bishop, our the deacons that are there, sisters, and our whole diocese with our laity at Mass tonight. So it's kind of a very paralyzed day-to-day. Holy Week, intense, but when we're in intensity, it is good to be with each other and our whole diocese with each other this evening.